If you're one of the millions of Americans who can't work because of a serious injury or illness, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. It doesn't matter if you've applied before and the government has said no. Let the experienced attorneys at Bill Gordon and Associates help you get the Social Security disability you deserve. Their team of attorneys have been fighting for benefits for people just like you for over 20 years. And best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. There are many conditions that make you eligible, including some you may not even be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call Bill Gordon and Associates today for your free no-obligation consultation. See if you qualify for the Social Security benefits you need and deserve. 800-470-4453. 800-470-4453. That's 800-470-4453.
This is the Ray Lucia Show.
Coming to the bat for the answers here.
The one show that helps you make better money moves. The program all about your money, your business, and your life.
You guys talk about a lot of really good information that even I can understand.
Call Ray now at 844-RAY-SHOW. 844-RAY-SHOW. This is the Ray Lucia Show.
Thank you very much, and welcome to the one talk show in America that helps you make better money moves. Got a lot on the agenda today, including an email that I'm going to get to this segment. I rarely do that, but I'm going to, because a fellow, we'll call him Otis, during the TV segment, I kind of outed his name, and I remember I've gotten two or three emails from him. He said, I prefer you not use my name on television or radio. Okay, Otis, got you covered. Otis Thudpucker is his fake name. Also have emails in from Marianne, Lucas, Frank, Alice, Steph, others. If you want to email me during the course of the program, I'll get to you momentarily. Also on the docket, the Stanford Center on Longevity's got a study out. And somebody named Yagana Sa wrote on the Huff Post. Do I have to? A new study out of the University of Sydney found that retirement can play a role in positive lifestyle behaviors. So semi-retirement, I've gained weight. Maybe I need to do the full thing. Try to lose weight and quit eating cheeseburgers. Larry Swidrow writes about the four horsemen of the retirement apocalypse. Swidrow's a smart dude. May get a chance to talk about that. What makes the sequence of returns risk so dangerous? I'm going to cover all of these. I don't know about today, but all of it really, really important from your financial planning standpoint. But let me start with Otis Thudpucker III and his email. He says in his email, I don't want to get into it because it's very, very long. Here are my facts. Can I retire in somewhere between 3 and 6 years? I've got my handy-dandy calculator. You and I are going to walk through Otis's situation together. Sit back, folks. Relax. It is the Ray Revolution today. So his facts are as follows. And, I mean, we should all be so fortunate as Otis here. He's 56. Look at this. He puts, I'm 56.1 years old. He's got to be an engineer. All right. Got to be. I'm going to round. Okay. I'm going to kind of do rounding here, Cliff. I'm sorry. Otis. I can't help it. He's 56. His wife is 51. They make about $179,000 combined. Not bad. They contribute, check this out, $24,500 to their 401k plans. I'm assuming that's combined. I'm assuming that's each, because that's the maximum, right? And with their employer matching contributions, $14,700, they're saving a boatload of money. So if it's combined, it's somewhere in the 40,000 range. And if it's each, it's somewhere in the 64,000 range. That's dang good. But it would make sense because they say they want to have $75,000 a year to live on in retirement. They've got a house. It's worth $300,000. They owe $240,000 on it. And a 401k loan of $20,000. You know, as I eyeball this, I see most of their money in pre-tax accounts, which gets me thinking about several things, including postponing Social Security, which they're probably going to have to do anyway if they retire in 3 years. And by the way, I'm going to do the numbers for six because I would be way too jealous if they could retire at 59 and 56 or whatever it would be, 55. So I'm going to do this six-year calculation. So let's take a look at what else they have. As I said, they want to retire on $75,000 a year to spend. Ah, one observation. When somebody says, I want to retire on $75,000, is it net or is it gross? While they'll probably be in a fairly low income tax bracket, they're still going to have to pay some amount in taxes. I don't know what state they're in, but probably $5,000 to $7,000 a year in taxes. So it's really not $75,000, it's $82,000 gross if they want to spend $75,000 a year. And if you make $150,000, $170,000, that we probably, when we talk about retiring on $75,000, we're talking about net spending $75,000. So add to $75,000, $7,000, you're at $82,000. Now, if we retire in 6 years, Otis, there's going to be some impact on inflation. Let's use the Federal Reserve's target of 2%. So I plug in 2%. 6 years later, what you're really going to need gross is about 92, 93, 95, somewhere in that ballpark, $1,000. Okay, so let's go back. What else do they have? They've given me a laundry list of assets somewhere here. Let's see. He's got evidently somewhere in the vicinity of, I wrote it down, $583,000 of $543,000 in his 401k, $143,000 in hers, plus she's got another $7,700 in an IRA. I add it all up, it's about $700,000 of assets. So I plug into my calculator $700,000 in assets. And if they are saving $40,000 a year, let's say, and they do that for the next 6 years and earn 5%, they'll have about $1.2 million stashed away. So using the 4% rule, that's about $50,000 per year of income coming in. Now, we also learned that there's a pension and Social Security and an annuity. The annuity is $1,200 a month. The pension and Social Security for him is about $3,100 a month. Now, it's integrated with Social Security. I don't want to get into the detail on that. But there's another $4,300 per month, which is another $50,000 per year, before we get to her Social Security, which will be a few years later. So that's like free money. But between the two, they've got enough money to retire and then some. So what comes to mind? So Otis, you're fine. You could probably do it in 3 years, but I'd postpone and do it in six. What comes to my mind are as follows. What have they done to manage health care? Because I mean, they've got nice pensions and Social Security and an annuity. All that stuff is good. What have they done to manage health care? What have they done to take care of one another in the event that a surviving spouse goes in a nursing home or dies? Have they done the risk management component of all of this? We've already factored in taxes, but have they done the analysis on when to take their Social Security? He's got a pension plan that integrates with Social Security. So the question is, should he take a big hit? Because once he turns, I think it's 67, the pension drops way down in anticipation of Social Security making up the difference. That's what happens when a plan integrates with Social Security. They give you a bunch of money early so you can retire early. But then the plan drops down substantially. It's also a way for the company to save a bunch of money, but I won't get into that. But should he take assets and postpone his Social Security? Answer, well, if there's longevity on either one of their sides, and he did give me some information I won't get into on that, it does make sense for them to postpone him taking his Social Security, even though the pension's going to take a big hit, and spend down some retirement savings. So while he can do it, probably be okay even in 3.5 years, but in 6 years, I've got a lot more questions for Otis than I have answers. And that's why, frankly, I wanted to talk to him.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-607-8945. That's 1-800-607-8945. Again, 1-800-607-8945.
If you are struggling to pay or haven't been making your student loan payments, listen carefully to this urgent alert. Have you been out of school for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? Are your student loans past due or even in default? Can't go back to school because of an old student loan problem? Fast Track Student Loans can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop collection calls, and stop seizure of your tax refund. Give yourself a break. Stop the stress and get your student loan payments down to as little as $25 a month based on what you can afford to pay. One quick 10-minute call could help you solve your student loan problems. So call right now. Not available in all states. Payments may vary based on income.
800-685-0129. 800-685-0129. 800-685-0129. That's 800-685-0129.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation
at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723.
We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723. 800-721-6723. 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723. 2023.
National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to a $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
Biz Talk Radio.
Folks, it is the Ray Lucia program. Glad to have you on board. So I finished up with our emailer. It's really a financial plan on paper. And let me explain why I did that. So many people have said, how do I know if my financial planner is any good? And I've often said, well, if they work in a team environment with really smart people, even if they're young, they may do a really, really fine job if they have a team. But even if they're young, they should be able to take your data down and on a yellow piece of paper, give you a thumbnail sketch of what your financial plan looks like so they can take it back to their team and fine tune it. I just did the thumbnail sketch. Now it needs tons of refinement, but if I were sitting here talking with this particular emailer, I would have a general idea within 5 minutes, I think I did that in five, maybe it was 8 minutes, of whether or not that person is on the right track for retirement or really way off base. Most people are way off base. They plug in 10%. And by the way, some really smart people have done this. Peter Lynch did this in his book, I think it was called Beating the Street, way back maybe 20 years ago. He said, well, stocks do 10%. That means you could spend 7%, leaving 3% for inflation, and live for the rest of your life. That works as long as stocks do 10% every year, and inflation is 3% every year, but stocks don't do 10%. Some years they go down 56%. And when you're taking 10% out, after a 56% drop, you're down to 46 cents on the dollar. Nah, that doesn't work. And then he obviously admitted to that later on. He wrote a mea culpa type thing in one of his other books, as I recall, or came out. I don't know, it doesn't matter. I'm just saying that even smart people get that wrong, and he's one of the smartest. Now, that was then and now is now. But if an individual can't do a cursory plan for you, then I would highly suggest you close your book and go somewhere else. If all they want to talk to you about is the pretty pie chart, anyone can do that. Any computer can do that. You can do that. The robos do that. And if all they talk about is rebalancing, and you know, asset allocation and modern portfolio theory and all that stuff, it's all valuable. You can do that yourself. But not everyone can really map out a strategy, an asset location strategy, a tax planning strategy, a Social Security claiming strategy, a Roth IRA conversion strategy, an annuitization strategy using actuarial science, and the list goes on and on. That's where the team, I think, comes in, because I'm not sure very many financial planners can do all of that themselves. If they can, I've done a pretty good job of it, but even I, with my 40 years of experience, or 35 then, years of experience, always had a team in my hip pocket. And the reason was, you know, even the smartest people on the planet can miss things from time to time, if you can believe that. All right, let's move on. So we have quoted from the Stanford Center on Longevity and the Society of Actuaries, and they came up with the most important decisions for older and middle-income workers. I'll get to the younger folks here in a moment, but the middle-income and older workers, their decisions are absolutely critical. If you're older and rich, you know, you can make a mistake. If you're older and poor, you don't have the money to make the mistake. If you're older and in the middle, it's critical. One, deciding when to leave the paid workforce and whether to work part-time for a period until full retirement. Critical. Why? Because life expectancy is getting longer and longer and longer. If you leave the paid workforce too early, you might run out of money before you run out of time. And working part-time may be the best way to bridge the gap so that you don't have to take your Social Security earlier. Remember, this same organization looked at 292 different retirement strategies and determined that postponing taking Social Security and using the required minimum distribution method of spending, their so-called safe spending methodology, was the best out of 292. Best. Now, I have some issues with it because the required minimum distribution strategy gives you the ability to take more money as you get older, but a potential reduction in pay if the market goes down. That's for a different day. Deciding when to take Social Security to maximize benefits, we've discussed that. Determining whether to use retirement savings to enable delaying Social Security if you retire before your Social Security benefits. This one is the maximum Social Security benefits. This one's a big one because there are so many other factors that are involved. For example, spending post-tax money or Roth money, which the pundits tell you spend that last, but I would tell you maybe not. Maybe spend your post-tax money first because your IRAs are really big and it's going to force you into taxation on Social Security later. It's going to force you into a higher potential tax bracket later. So delay your Social Security, spend your post-tax money so that you can do Roth conversions earlier. These are important decisions that need to be made. Managing and reducing living expenses, specifically housing, transportation, and medical costs. Some of those you can't do much about. Some you can. Should you downsize? Should you take out a reverse mortgage? Should you move closer to the kids so that you can avoid transportation costs and the grandkids? Should you put yourself on a exercise regimen and maybe lose some weight? Yeah, it's the hard one for me, I'll tell you. So hard when you're a meatball fanatic. Deciding whether to move or deploy home equity, I talked about that. This is going to become even more valuable as people learn more about reverse mortgages and using the equity in your home as a retirement planning instrument. And if you're not using it, you may want to reconsider because it probably represents your biggest asset, if not the biggest, the second biggest asset that you have. I will take a break, come back with more of the Ray Lucia Show.
Forget about it. Save more with Liberty Mutual Insurance.
Hey, what are you doing up here on the roof?
I want to tell the world I just met the woman of my dreams. Well, what about you?
I want to tell the world that Liberty Mutual saved me $782.
Liberty did what?
They saved me $782.
Oh, you go first then. $782 really puts finding love into perspective.
Visit us online to get a quote and you could save $782. Liberty Mutual Insurance. Based on a recent countrywide new customer survey, coverage is underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company, Equal Housing Insurer.
Hi, I'm Joe Clark, host of Consider This, found right here Sunday mornings at 8 o'clock. Join us as we break down the financial world, things that truly matter to you, things that you should consider. You can find out more at our website at yourlifeafterwork.com, but join us Sunday morning, grab a cup of coffee, and let's break down the five critical elements, the things that can really change your financial life. Numbers 800-928-4001, yourlifeafterwork.com. We'll see you Sunday morning.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. That's 800-915-9658.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-521-9579 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-521-9579 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-521-9579. That's 1-800-521-9579. Again, 1-800-521-9579.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Their expert staff can help you turn your book idea into a real book, a masterpiece that could someday make the bestseller list in hard copy and digitally all across the world. Page Publishing can help you completely take your idea for a book, write it, and publish it. So if you want to join the ranks of some of the most famous authors in the world, call now for a free information kit. Turn your book idea into publishing gold. Make a free call right now to Page Publishing.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
This is an urgent health notice for all residents suffering from back, neck, knee, and wrist pain. You may qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you, but the deadline is fast approaching. Simply call the Health Alert Hotline now.
You heard right. You may qualify for a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace. These items may even be covered by Medicare or your private insurance. The Health Alert Hotline is your brace company. These specialized braces have been tested for pain relief. Call us toll-free right now to determine your eligibility and to learn how to use your private insurance or Medicare to minimize your out-of-pocket cost. Don't wait. If the deadline passes, you may lose your opportunity to get a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace at little or no cost to you.
800-306-1760. 800-306-1760. 800-306-1760. That's 800-306-1760.
Biz Talk Radio.
Well, there's a new study out from the land down under. Men at work. Thank you for that. That was very cute. A new study led by the University of Sydney, which has found that retirement can play a positive role in improving your behavior, your lifestyle behaviors that are beneficial to your health. It's kind of commonsensical, but Yagana Sa wrote about this on the Huffington Post. Sorry. I always choke when I have to say Huff Post. The University of Sydney researchers studied the lifestyle practices of 25,000 adults in Australia. They looked at smoking, physical activity, diet, alcohol ingestion, and sleep patterns. When around 11% of the participants retired about 3 years later, the researchers followed up to see how their habits had changed. The research revealed that retirement was associated with positive lifestyle changes. Okay, so I get that. It's a chance to get rid of all the bad habits and bad routines that I have right now and bring in healthier behaviors. I would only hope. Now, when I read this, I found that there was a difference between full retirement and partial retirement. When you're still commuting to work, it takes up a lot of time. And those people didn't do as well as, you know, those that are basically fully retired. Let me read on here. The retirees of this study were more likely to become more active than their employed peers. Makes sense. They're not sitting on the couch eating bonbons. The data revealed that the retirees increased physical activity by 93 minutes a week, and they were sitting less. Additionally, the retirees slightly increased their sleep by 11 minutes per day, and 50% of female smokers quit after retirement. That's impressive. 50% quit smoking after. Well, what about the males? Do you guys, either of you guys smoke?
No.
Good for you. I hate smoking. I think it's disgusting. It was funny, when I was 15 and a half years old, my buddy in my band, who was like in college at the time, hooked me up with a girl that was like his age, and she smoked. Ugh. Gives you breath of 1,000 camels, seriously.
You get nothing.
Exactly. Anyway, just stop the smoking. The lifestyle changes were most pronounced in people who retire after working full time. When people are working and commuting, it eats a lot of time out of their day. When they retire, they have time to be physically active and sleep more. So I still have a few more years to wait before I get a decent night's sleep. Moving along, and I've talked about this a lot, it's probably the greatest risk that most of us face in retirement, but we also face it before retirement as well. And we learn this from a fellow by the name of Ron Sears, who is a target date fund expert, but he has studied this whole idea of sequence risk and wrote about it not too long ago in Think Advisor. And he gave us an example of how dramatic the sequence risk is. And I will pontificate in a moment some of my own personal observations. He says this. Let's say a saver contributes $2,000 a year in a balanced 60-40 portfolio from age 25 to 64, beginning in 1970 and ending at the end of 2008. How much would that saver have accumulated? Remember, it's a 60-40 mix of stocks and bonds. $800,000, despite the fact that in 2008, the last year of their saving, they lost almost 40% of their money. Bad year, 2008. But still, pretty impressive results. That's because that period of time, I guess, saw the greatest bull market in history. Nonetheless, you put $2,000 a year in every year from 1970 through 2008, you got $800,000. Now, reverse the returns. Let's say that you got the 2008 return in 1970 and the 2007 return in 1971. You just flipped them. And you had the reversal on the return side so that you had a really rotten year in the first year. In other words, you put in, I don't know, $2,000 and you took a 30, 40, 50% hit. Here's what he said. Now hit the reversal button and watch the savings accumulate in reverse from 2008 to 1970. The same saver now winds up with $1.2 million, a whopping, I hate when they say whopping. My dad hates that. Once I said it and he was listening to me and he called me up. Said, don't ever say that again. Yes, father. A whopping 50% more money, even though he started his savings with a disastrous year in 2008, which shrunk his initial contribution. Makes a lot of sense. The account balance losing a chunk of money in the first year when you only put $2,000 in is way less than when you've got $1.2 million and you lose 30 or 40%, which is exactly what happened. The returns that occur when account balances are high are much more critical than when account balances are low. So later matters much more than earlier during the accumulation phase. And conversely, earlier matters much more than later in the better known sequence of returns risk in retirement portfolios. Okay, so let me translate here. If earlier is worse in retirement, which it is, because remember, when you are accumulating money, it doesn't matter nearly as much as when you are distributing money. Accumulators that have ample time always see a new high, which brings me back to why the safe money strategies are so critical early in retirement. And safe money strategies are critical even when you're not retired for the mere fact of what I said earlier, which is maybe you might need income for early retirement due to health or loss of a job. So everybody should have a bucket of safety. Now, how much has to be discussed between you and the advisor, and you know whether or not your spouse works or your spouse could go to work, whether or not you could tap into other equity for emergencies. Those are discussions you have to have. But suffice to say that when you've accumulated this $1 million, $500,000, $200,000, whatever the number is, and you start to withdraw money, even if it's in a 60-40 mix, and you suffer a big decline, like you would have. Remember, in 2008, virtually every asset class went down except one or two. It didn't matter where it, bonds went down, junk bonds. I mean, just about every asset went down. And when you're forced into selling an asset that has declined, even though that asset is likely to come back, in particular if it's stock, you've sold the shares. Those shares are gone forever, which is what makes the sequence of returns risk so critically important to manage. And the best way to manage that is to segment your portfolios. Segment them so that you're not forced into selling assets when they're down. So if you just segmented your portfolios into zero risk, low risk, and high risk. High risk, of course, stocks, real estate, commodities, stuff that fluctuate a lot. Medium risk would be bonds. You know, in a rising interest rate environment, if you have to sell bonds, you're going to lose. But if you hold them until they mature, you don't lose. And then safe money like CDs and annuities and so forth. Then you could, if nothing else, establish a hybrid strategy. Every year, when January 1 rolls around and you need an income for that year, you could look at any one of those three buckets and decide which one from which to draw your income for that year. If everything's down, you draw from the safe one. We'll be back.
If you're suffering from hearing loss, stay tuned for a special offer from the makers of Listen Clear, a revolutionary hearing aid breakthrough designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. Right now, you can try Listen Clear hearing aids absolutely free for 45 days. You can also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear hearing aids are so lightweight and comfortable, you can wear them all day long. They're practically invisible, too, so others won't even notice you're wearing them. And the best part is, you'll be able to hear almost everything, everywhere. So do something about your hearing loss. Call Listen Clear now to get started with your 45-day risk-free hearing aid trial. This special offer won't be available for long, so call Listen Clear now.
800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. We're here 24 hours a day to help. That's 800-716-4650.
I live alone and rarely have visitors. So when I slipped and fell in the kitchen last month and couldn't get to a phone, I knew I was in trouble.
Help!
I could barely move.
Help!
I tried calling for help, but no one could hear me. As I lay there, I couldn't help but think of my kids and grandkids having to go on without me. I was terrified. It took 8 hours for my neighbor to find me. It could have been the end of me. That's when I knew I needed Life Alert. With just one press of this button, I'm connected to the Life Alert Center, where I can get the help I need, even when I cannot reach a phone. With Life Alert, I'm never alone.
Call 1-800-414-1958 for your free Life Alert brochure. That's 1-800-414-1958. 1-800-414-1958. Call for your free Life Alert brochure today at 1-800-414-1958.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-569-3414. That's 800-569-3414. Again, 800-569-3414.
As a small business owner, there's one word that you absolutely dread: payroll. For small businesses, it's a big burden. You may think you're saving time and money doing it yourself. But come on, are you? Timesheets, processing checks, calculating taxes, a total waste of your time. Paychex simplifies payroll processing, saving you time and money. Submit your payroll online, fax it in, or call your dedicated Paychex payroll specialist. And you're done! Learn more at TryPaychex.com. Come on, do the math. The IRS dishes out 8 million penalties a year. Make one mistake, and you're on the hook. On average, you're losing nearly one business day every month doing payroll. That's time and money you'll never get back, unless you get Paychex. More than 500,000 small businesses already do. Call 877-649-5324. Trade payroll pressure for peace of mind. Call now. 877-649-5324. That's 877-649-5324.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guided Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
Biz Talk Radio.
Welcome back, folks. It is the Ray Program. All right, before we get into the emails, I want you to do this, all right? If you're driving, then do it. Make a mental picture. But if you're sitting down, just draw out like four boxes. And in the first box, put no. And in the second box, put low. And in the third box, put high. And in the fourth box, put spec. All right, first box is no risk. You're going to have a certain amount of money in zero risk. That's the amount of money if you're younger to tide you through in the event you lose your job, you lose your health, et cetera, so that you don't have to tap in to your investment portfolio. The next box is low risk money. Oh, by the way, on the no risk side, what are they? Well, they are CDs, money market funds, guaranteed investment contracts, fixed annuities, etc., where you have somewhat liquid assets that you can get your hands on if you need it. Percentage-wise, you got to talk to your advisor about that. In the low-risk category, that's where you own your bonds. Now, bonds have not done well so far this year. But for the past, 38 years, they've been stellar performers. But be careful here, because if you're in your financial plan assuming that bonds for the next 35 years are going to do what they've done for the last 35 years, you're smoking weed. All right? Some really good weed, but you're smoking. I can't use that one anymore because everybody's smoking it now. It's like legal almost everywhere. Get out of here, stupid guys. I haven't done it. Is it legal here since January 1 now?
Yes.
you won't see me token up, I'll tell you that.
You lack discipline.
Exactly. Okay, so that's the low-risk box. And then in the next box, that's your high-risk. That's stocks, it's real estate, it's junk bonds, it's private debt. It's the stuff that just about everybody talks about on a daily basis. But it's high risk. And spec is speculative. Now, here's what I want you to do. Carve off an amount of money you can afford to lose and put that in your trading account and the Bitcoin and whatever it is. And that amount of money is up to you. 5%, buy gold, 10%, you know, buy options. And that's your, and maybe you'll beat everything else doing that. I hope you do. But the idea is to not touch the other stuff. Speculate with that last 5 or 10%. The rest of the money, stock market's risky in the short run. It's not risky in the long run. We know that. There's never been a 20-year period where stocks haven't beaten the rate of inflation. Can't ask for better than that. So just think about those four boxes and you'll be okay. Hit it, fellows. Okay, Lucas is first up. I have about 70% of my money in stocks and 30% in bonds. I don't have any real estate, international, or annuities. do you think I need to diversify into those other asset classes? My wife listens to you and says I should. Lucas, I have a general rule on this program, is if your wife says you should do something, do it. In this case, of course she's right. Of course she is. Diversification is always a good strategy. Here's the problem that I see. People have looked at the international markets as an example and the emerging markets the last 10 years, and they've eaten their lunch. I mean, they haven't done well by comparison to the 9-year bull market that we've had in domestic stocks. But if you look back historically, you're going to find about half the time that's true and the other it's not. So if you've been globally diversified, you've underperformed. But nobody predicted that 9 years ago. No one did. So don't beat yourself up over it, but you should have some allocation to real estate, some allocation to global stocks, emerging markets, and of course the domestic market. Your advisor should be able to run you efficient frontier analysis. Ask for that. Where are you on the efficient frontier line? And I think you will find that if you want to increase the potential for return while decreasing the volatility, more diversification is better than less. Having said that, you will experience periods of time where you want to kick yourself in the butt for having done just that. I mean, I wish that over the last several years, all I did was own the FANG stocks, because even so far this year, they're killing it. Facebook, you know, Google, Apple, FANG, you know, the Netflix, you know what I'm talking about. They've been unbelievable. But you know what? They can go down just as quickly as they've gone up. Not that I think that Amazon is going anywhere but up, just like it's been. I mean, you talk about a stock that appears to be going nowhere but stratospheric. But you know what? You still can't overweight, because you never know. Bezos, you know, he makes $1 billion in a day now. Frank, with valuation so high, what's wrong with taking some profits and waiting to buy the dip? Frank, did I say there was something wrong? There's never anything wrong with taking profits. That's your money. Now, I do it in the form of what I call value averaging. That's where I say, hey, I expect my portfolio to go up 10% this year. And if it goes up 15, I've got 5% of house's money. I just got back from Vegas, $100 in 15 minutes, gone. That was my limit. I came home. That was it. But in the stock market, you could have times where the markets go down temporarily. And I think it's fine to buy the so-called dip. I just don't think it's fine to try to think for a moment that you can outsmart Mr. Market. I've never met anyone that could do it consistently. I've met some people that are pretty good at it, but pretty good is not great. And if you want to try to outsmart this market, you've got to make the right decision twice. You've got to know when to get in, and you got to know when to get out. And if you get out, you got to know when to get in again. And those decisions are not easy. And most cannot do that consistently. I hope you can. I'm out of time. Thank you so much for tuning in. Tell your friends and neighbors about the program. Now go out and make it a fabulous day. God bless. Bye-bye.
You're listening to The Ray Lucia Show, bringing you the best in money information, answering questions about your biggest financial challenges, talking about your money, your business, and your life. Ray Lucia is not a registered representative of or affiliated with any securities brokerage or investment advisory firm. The views and opinions expressed by Ray and his guests are not necessarily those of the station or its sponsors and should not be construed as legal, tax, or investment advice. You should always consult with the appropriate advisors before making any financial decisions. Ray is available to take your questions online at raylucia.com.
BizTalk Radio.